wine press and colonnaded space. The first function of this place was that of a wine press. The oil and wine were stored in dolia, large ceramic vessels made by specialized craftsmen. The dolium binarium, used as wine vessels, had a lid that could be perforated to allow oxygen to enter and thus encourage the fermentation of this alcoholic beverage. Rome had great experts on agriculture, such as Marcus Porcius Cato, author of the Agricultura, on the cultivation of the soil, a work in which he calculated how much work a slave could do in a vineyard before he died. Cato believed that grapes gave better wine when they received more sunlight, so he recommended that vines should be trained on trees as high as possible. After being used as wine press, the space became a blacksmith's shop. Many iron slags were found in Saint-Domé, which leads us to believe that the craftsmen dedicated to this trade were focused on the production and repair of iron tools and agriculture implements, nails, hinges, hooks, knives, horseshoes and others. For the Romans, blacksmithing was such an important activity that it was even the profession of a deity, Vulcan, Hephaestus in Greek tradition. Vulcan's forge was a volcano where the god made the weapons of the Olympian gods with the help of the Cyclops. Conceived as the lord of fire, Rome understood fire as a civilizing agent, as it was used in their work by all the craftsmen who worshipped Vulcan, blacksmiths, goldsmiths, and potters.